This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
The Brewers bunted their way to their second straight win, 2-1 over the Blue Jays on Thursday at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After a seventh-inning leadoff walk to Garrett Mitchell, Greg Jones laid down a sack bunt. David Hamilton added a bunt single, and Joey Ortiz squeezed home Mitchell. It's the second straight day the Brewers have relied on some form of small ball to win. Manager Pat Murphy:
I think it's coming back. You know, I think it's obviously a very difficult thing for a pitcher to do his job the way we do it today, and there's a lot of really big men pitching. And then to have to run, break down, secure the baseball, get your eyes on the target, and make a good throw with that type of adrenaline and that type of movement out of the guy running to first, I think it's legit.
Greg Jones talked about the art of bunting.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty tough. You know, guys start at 95, 96, 97, the ball's moving all over the place. You know, you just got to stick your nose in there behind the barrel and get it down, do a job.
Brandon Sproat went 6 2/3 innings, allowed a run on 4 hits as Pat Murphy won his 200th game as Brewers manager. Elsewhere in the National League Central, Washington down Pittsburgh 8-7 in 10 innings. Giants over the Reds 3-0. Midwest League Peoria scored 24 runs on 21 hits in a 24-7 victory over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. South Bend knocked off Beloit 7-5. Big Ten Conference will hold a conference volleyball tournament at the end of the regular season to determine the league's automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. That tournament field will include the top 15 teams in the 18-team conference and will be held near Indianapolis. Wisconsin men's basketball team adding its first transfer of the offseason, George Washington transfer guard Trey Autry, committing to the Badgers after averaging 11 points and 3.5 rebounds last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.